Today's daf is Hariyos daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Va'amar Ula. We're discussing the sugya of Lot and Benosav. We just brought that up and spoke about Lot's evil intentions. So related to other issues of Znus and Kavanas during the act, says the Gemara, Va'amar Ula, Tamar Zinsav Zimri Zina. Tamar was Mizana and Zimri. Zimri and Cosby were Mizana. Tamar Zinsa, Tamar's act, Yatsu Mimenu Malachim and Neviim. Tamar's act produced kings and prophets. Obviously, she was L'Shem Shemayim. She saw Baruch HaKodesh that she was supposed to be with Yehuda. Zimri, Zina, Naflu Kamarivos Mi'Yisrael. You see, Zimri, what his actions caused, terrible, thousands of Jews that were massacred. Kamarivos Mi'Yisrael. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Other issues of Kavana in these types of situations. Gedola Aveira Lishma Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. Gemara that comes up also in Maseches Nazir. Greater is the Aveira that is done Lishma for a good intention, more than a mitzvah that's done Shalom Lishma. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Tvorach Minashim Yael, when Dvorah sings about Yael, more than, Tvorach Minashim, more blessed from other women, Yael Eishes Chever Akeni, Yael, the wife of Chever the Keni, Minashim Ba'ol Tivarach, more than the women in the tent, she shall be blessed. My Ninu Nashim Ba'ol, who are the women in the tent? That's the last 2 weeks ago's Parsha. Sar Rivka Rachav Aleya. So we know that when Rivka came back into the tent, and all of the items returned, so the women of the tent, and Sarah was Hinei Ba'ohel, right? Ohel is always a term that's used referring to the Imahos. So Yael in a sense was even greater than them, and that was she did in Aveira Lishma, as the Gemara is going to specify and depict in a minute. So the Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? V'yama Rav Yehuda Amar Rav La'olam Ya'asok Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Zafila Shalol Lishma Shemilach Shalol Lishma Ba'al Lishma. Famous statement of Rav that a person should always be Osik B'Torah Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, because Shalol Lishma will lead to Lishma. So how can you say that an Aveira Lishma is greater than a Mitzvah Shalol Lishma? A Mitzvah Shalol Lishma is also good. An Alita Shalol Lishma. So where it says, Ema, you're right, they're equal. K'mitzvah Shalol Lishma. It's not greater than a Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, it is equal to a Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. Tosfos in Brachos points out that Daf Yud Zayin, that we have other Gemaras. Where's my Gemara? I didn't bring it. The Gemara in Brachos, okay, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin quotes that there are other Gemaras that seem to say that doing a mitzvah Shalol Lishma is inappropriate. It's inappropriate. It's negative. It's roy. Other negative connotations in other Gemaras. The Tosfos there in Brachos Yud Zayin has really three levels. Ultimate level is Lishma. Then there's Shalol Lishma. Then there's Lakanter. The lowest level is to specifically cause problems, doing a mitzvah or learning Torah in order for a negative purpose, to bother people, to know in order to cause trouble, so that is what's negative. But the Lo Lishma here does not mean Lakanter, it just means not the greatest intentions. Maybe it's L'Shem Kavod, whatever it is. Rav Chaim V'Lajvin is famous for discussing Torah Lishma in various contexts. But he also notes in at the end of Shar Gimel, before Shar Dalet starts, in Nefesh HaChayim, there are prakim. This is what's called prakim. And the Parag Gimel there, he says, V'gamki be'emes, ki ma bilti efshar, lovo teke, betchilas kvias limudo, l'madregas l'shma karoi. It's impossible to get to l'shma right when you start learning. And when we start, it's impossible. It's such a high level. Shalolishma will help us then later get to Lishma. V'lachein gam hu, also Shalolishma, who ahuv l'fan of Yisbarach. Hashem also loves it. Kimosha built the efshar lalos meharis laliyah in moderach madrigas asulam. Just like you can't get up to the second floor unless you take the steps. Or you can't jump up there. The upstairs is the Lishma. Right now we're in the Shalol Lishma world. So you gotta go step by step. It's a slow process, says Rechaim V'Lajvin, to get to the ultimate level of learning purely for the sake of heaven, for the sake that Hashem commanded it. But he says that's what the secret is alluded to in the phrase itself. La'olam yasok adam b'tarah Shalol Lishma. What's the word la'olam? That word la'olam, says Rechaim V'Lajvin, is the secret to it all. Amram la'olam rotze lomar bikvius. Tahainu shebetchilas limudo eina mechuyev. Rak shel yomah bikvius tamid yom v'layla. La'olam, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Learning yom v'layla, always being koveitim la'torah, it'll come. As long as we have the attitude of la'olam. V'avim lifamim vada yipo b'machshava so eza p'niya l'garme. Sometimes my machshava, you know, it's not the greatest. L'shem geyas v'kavod. Im kolze al yasim leiv lifrosh. Ola hizrabas b'mena. But don't keep the commitment up. Be koveya. And one of my talmidim a couple of days ago, so we're doing, you know, the Sefer HaMitzvah shiur in the afternoon. So we have about 8-9 mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach. So one of the ones, in the later ones, related to Karban Pesach, so he comes in, oh, Rebbe, what's today's mitzvah? So I mentioned that, I forgot which mitzvah it was, giving the Karban Pesach to a ger toshav, to an aral eating gitz. He's like, it doesn't sound so exciting. So he was like thinking of it, maybe he shouldn't come today. I'm like, what's a commitment? Commitment means you come. Some of them are going to be more exciting than others. It's our job to make it exciting, to make every one of them exciting. We'll try to see how everyone is exciting. But it's that's what Nefesh HaChaim is talking about here. When it's a commitment, la'olam, just do it. Just do it. And the feelings, the lishma elements, will come. And he also talks about in the back, in the Likutei Ma'amarim, in the back of Nefesh HaChaim, quoted as well, the importance of kvius. Im yoma tamid yigbar yetzer tov ad ki yavo kama pamim lomo lishma. Sometimes you get to the lishma, even though a lot of times shalo lishma, but still it is good enough. Good. So here the statement is Yasov Adam bitora uve mitzvos afilu shalo lishma. Let's keep that in mind as we go to the next Gemaras. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Be'ilos Bal Osa Rasha Bosa Shah. Seven Biyas, that evil man, Sisera, when Sisera was chasing after Klal Yisrael, and Yael was able to convince him to come inside her tent, she was Niv'elas to him seven times in order to save Klal Yisrael. Shenamar, Bein Ragleha Karana Fal Shacha V'chulu, the Pasuk in the Shira, there, we darshan out seven times that seven languages of a relationship, and therefore we darshan out there were seven bias, and that's why she was able to tire him out and eventually kill him. Says the Gemara, Vaka mishanya me avera, but she got hana from the avera, and therefore what? The Gemara doesn't explain its question. So the Gemara in Yevamos, Tosas in Yevamos, where this Gemara comes up, also comes up in Nazir, comes up in Yevamos. Yevamos Kuf Gimel, Tosas says, what's the Gemara exactly asking? What asking that she shouldn't have, that she was that she had to give her life? Yarev Yavar? No, Ishakarka Olam. So what exactly is the Gemara's question? Become is Hanya Me'avera. Tosas explains that it must be the question. Tosas says the question must be that the Torah, the Navi, wouldn't be Mishabeach her so much if she got such pleasure from the Avera. Become is Hanya Me'avera. So why did the Torah and Chazal and the Navi praise her so much? Amr of Yochanan Shem Rishon Be'achai. No, there was no Hana. Afilu tovasam shal rishaim ra hi eitzel tadikim. Even the tova of rishaim is ra eitzel tadikim. And she had no hana being with Sisera. Sisera was an evil. He had the zuhama, as other Gemaras say, and therefore there was no pleasure in those bias. That's Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel. Again, hopefully, maybe Tuesday night, if I'm able to do it, to have the shiur related to the topic that comes up whenever we discuss this, and that is a maisa bemazed in a situation of ba'ones. So what is the status of that act? Right, we've discussed in the past, and the Behuda and others, but hopefully we'll be able to lay out all of the shitas if I could do it this week. We'll see. Okay, so that is related. But there is another important source related to this topic, and that is the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal notes in his Agdama that when the Rambam quotes this, that he quotes only L'olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah Shalol Lishma. He doesn't have B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. And the Egle Tal says it can't be that he only had that Girsa. So he's bothered. Why does the Rambam only quote Yolam Yasuk B'Torah Shalol Lishma? The first line says B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. We're going to get to in a minute. Let's read it now. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav L'olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvahs Avir Shalol Lishma Shem Tok Shalol Lishma Ba'al Lishma. Again, he has Torah and mitzvahs, two in a row. We'll prove it in a second. So why does the Rambam only quote it by Torah? So the Egle Tal and the Hakdama suggests as follows. The Rambam paskins mitzros trichos kavana by mitzvahs daraisa. That's a big major sugya. What exactly is the Rambam shita? That's what the Egle Tal assumes. The Rambam paskins mitzros trichos kavana, meaning if I do a mitzvah without kavana, I'm not yotzei. So what is shalol lishma? I'm doing it without kavana. So how could I yom yasok? What's the point of that? Shalol lishma. So says the Rambam, only by Torah. Yasak al-Matar Shaloshma. Why? Because we have a principle of if somebody is involved in an act called Misasek Mechalom V'Arayos. Somebody eats a treif and he's not even realizing what he's doing. Arayos. Even though I'm Misasek, I have no idea what I'm doing, I'm still Chayev. Why? The Gemara says, Shekein Nehene. You get Hana. Hana substitutes for Kavana. It substitutes for a real mind, it substitutes for Kavana. Says the Egle Tal, learning Torah is Hana. That's what he develops in the idea in the that part we mentioned before, that Torah out of all mitzvahs is nitan lehenos, is given, even though generally mitzvahs al lehenos nitnu, learning Torah, an ikar part of it is the hana. That's called lishma, if I enjoy myself when I get hana from the Torah, and therefore, that's why only the Rambam only mentions shalot Torah shalot lishma, because even though mitzvah yuchas kavana, and by all other mitzvahs, it's meaningless, because if you didn't do it without kavana, but by Torah, hana substitutes. Just like in Misasek v'chalam v'arayas, Torah substitutes. Beautiful idea from the Egel Eitzel, right in the Hagdama, related to the other piece that he says, even though some people say if you enjoy Torah learning, that's not lishma, I disagree, says the Egel Eitzel. I think if you learn Torah and you enjoy it, that is the highest level of learning. Okay? Let's continue. So again, Rav says a person should be Torah and mitzvos. I feel it's according to our Girsa. Shalol lishma, shebitach shalol lishma, bal lishma. How do you know that? Shebischar membeis karbanis. Sheikrev Bala karasha. Because in schus of the 42 karbanis that Bala gave, zacha v'yatz menu rus. Out of that, way, way down in the generations, rus ha-moavia came out. Right, Shadamar of Yosef Rebchanina, Rus bas Meno shel Eglon bel Meno shel Balak Melech Moab. Rus was a descendant of Eglon and Balak. So again, Balak was Zocheb, he built Karbanis. The Karbana, he gave Karbanis. Right, even though they were there to curse the Jews, but he still built a Mizbeach. So therefore he could get Schar even for that. Chazal say elsewhere that Eglon was also Zocheb to have Rus as a descendant because he stood up when he heard Hashem's name. When Eyud ben Gera came in and says, I have something secret to tell you from Hashem, Eyud stood up. That's the makar we stand up for a Darvish Bekdusha. We learned that from Eyud ben Gera. We learned that from Eglon Melech Moav. Right? Because he stood up. Also, he was Zocha Devrus as a descendant. Good. Amr B'chei Baraba, Amr B'yochanan, getting back to the daughters of Lot. Minayin. She'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Afilu Schar Sicha Na'eh. How do you know that Hashem does not withhold the reward even from a little conversation? Mehacha, from the following. De'ilu b'chira de'karya Moav, the older daughter that called her child Moav, Amar le'rachmana le'moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, al tatzer es Moav et tizkar b'melchama. Don't fight with them. Melchama hu de'lo hatziru itzarinu. You can't start a war with them, but you can annoy them. You can be mitzar them. Why? Punishment. In public, called her son Moav from the father. How disgusting, how terrible. And therefore, she was punished for that. We could start up with Moav. Ve'ilu tse'ire dekarye ben ami, but the younger daughter who called her son ben ami, a very private name, amrelel titzurim altiskarbam klal, afil tse'ire lo, even to be mitzar them, you can't do. So that's why they were awarded that Amon is on a different level than Moab. Again, we know the story that we quoted at the end of the day from Reb Moshe. Moab was dafka l'shem because she didn't want Christianity to start. Okay, that's the story of Reb Moshe. Amar Reb Chiyah bar Avin, Amar Reb Yishua ben Karcha. La'olam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always run to a dvar mitzvah and do it as early as possible. Sheh b'schar laila achas shekadma b'chiru l'tzi'ira. Because in the reward of one night, the Bechira, right, they were L'shem Shamayim. The Gemara here says, they thought the world was coming to an end. Therefore, they wanted to keep populating the world. So, B'schus, that the older one went before the younger one, Zachsa V'kan Masa Arba Doris L'malchus. That's why she was Zochet to have a Melech, have a king, earlier in her descendants. As we know, Rus, David, right, that was the from Moav, that was the older daughter was Zochet to have David, and only the younger daughter was Zochet. Later on, Rashi quotes, Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, came from Shlomo's wife, Na'ama Ha'amonit. And therefore, that's a couple of generations later, that is why the schar is given to the older daughter. The Marsha points out in Baba Kama, where this Gemara comes up, it's interesting that these two Gemaras seem to contradict each other. These two Chazals. The first Chazal takes the older daughter to task, and says, oh, how could she do it? She did. She named her son terrible, Moav. And the second Chazal say, oh, she's amazing. She's wonderful. She was mocked in one night. So the Marshal explains, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just look at our actions and say, oh, good or bad. He looks within each one of our actions. And he says, which element is Tov, which element is Ra? So yes, the act itself, she was mocked in, that was Tov. Even though the naming of the child was Ras, even within each of the actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking and hopefully giving us reward for each part of the actions. Okay, getting back to our parak. We had a little bit of agadic type, now we get back. Tanu Rabbanan. Me'am ha'aretz. Again, the pasuk says, Me'am ha'aretz, that's the pasuk by a regular karban chatas, an individual karban chatas. Prat l'mashiach, me Am Haaretz par lenasi. So Am Haaretz excludes a Kohen Gadol, does not bring a regular chatas, and a king doesn't bring a carbon chatas. V'yalo kfar yatsu Mashiach lidom bapar nasi lidom b'sa'ir. What do you need these exclusions for? The Torah says explicitly they bring other karbanis. Me Am Haaretz excluding these? You know they are excluded. The Torah has separate parshias in that same parak, parak Dalet of Vayikra. So what do you need to exclude them for? So sheyachol, no, because they might have had the following havamina. Mashiach al helim davarim shegas maisa maybe par al shegas maisa l'chudei maybe kisbu seira. I might have said, as we learned already a couple of times, a Kohen Gadol only brings his karban when he has a psak for himself, and then he forgets. Shigas Maisa. He's a Helam Davram Shigas Maisa. So I might have thought that's what's required for the Kohen Gadol's unique karban. But if he just stam messes up with the Shkaga, maybe he'll bring a regular individual karban. Tamalo Marme Am Haaretz Prat LaMashiach. That's why that's the first exclusion. Next, Me Am Haaretz Prat LaNasi. Why is that needed? Teina Mashiach. Ela Nasi B'Shigas Maisa Hu Demaisi. Find that whole explanation works for a Kohen Gadol. But a king only needs a Shigas Maisa. Right, so what do you need that exclusion for? So Amar Zvid Mishpeit the Rava Hacha Mayaskinan Kagon Shachal Kazayis Chelev Kishu Hedyot Vinismana Yachach Nodalo. He ate a piece of Chelev when he was a Hedyot, and then he became the king, and then he finds out about it. So Sakadai Dechamina Naisi Kispo Seira Kamash Malan. You might say that in that case, he brings a kispo seira. He brings like the hedyot karban because he did the avera when he was a hedyot. Kamash malan. No, he does not bring this. The Gemara says again, what's the chiddush based on what we had yesterday? Ha nichal Reb Shimon de Azal Basar Yedia. According to Reb Shimon, who says you go after Yedia, fine. That's why you need the exclusion. Because according to him, you would have thought that you're not going to bring a king animal, so you might bring the hedyot one, and therefore you need the exclusion. Ela l'rabbanan to azlu basar chatam, ha'ikala meymar, but according to the rabbanan, you do go after the chet. You do go after the shas chet, so you would bring a hedyot carbon in that case. So what's the exclusion for Ela Amar Zvin Mishpeh the Rava? Another try. Hachamai Eskinan, this is the case. Kugon Sha'achal Chati Kizayas Chelev, Kishihu Hedyot. He ate a half a Kizayas of Chelev when he was a Hedyot. Vinismana, and then he was appointed king. Vishlimo, and then he ate the other half. Viachach Nodolo, and then he finds out about it. So he did half of the Avera in the middle, before and after. Sakada the Chamina, there I might have said in his type and Isaac Kismo Seira. They could be mitzarev to each other, and you could bring a kispo seira, even according to the Rabbanan. Kamash Malan, no, that is broken, and you don't bring the carbon there. Good. So Gemara asks, now what about this case? Bo'amine Rav Amir of Nachman, nisius ma'oshet hafsik. Can being a king create a hafsik? What's the case? Hechidami, kagon sha'achal kezayis chelev. He ate a half a kezayis of chelev, kshu hedyot. Vinismana, then he became king. V'avar, and then he was no longer king. They fired him. They shlimo, and then he ate another half a kezayis. So he ate half a kezayis when he was a hedyot, and then he became king, and then he lost his kingdom, and then he ate another half a kezayis of chelev. So it was both times when he was a hedyot, but he was king in the middle. So is that mafsik? Hasam dolo mitztarev. Over there it's not mitztarev. Over there in the first case, when he was a hedyot and then he was a king, it's not mitztarev. Why? Da'ach le palga kshu hedyot upalga kshu nasi. Because he ate half when he was different people. Aval hacha de idi vidi kshu hedyot. But over here he's a hedyot both times. Achle he ate it mitztarev. It should be mitztarev. O dilma lo shna. Oh, do we say no? It doesn't make a difference. My. So what's the case? What's the? Oh, says Rav El Yashiv on this Gemara. You have to have the achila, but the achila's pras. So let's take the shitas that the achila's pras is 2 minutes. So he was a hedyot, and he became king, and he became fired, and he got fired, and he was, a hedyot again, all within 2 minutes. All within 2 minutes, says Rav El Yashiv, this Gemara proves this longer. This Gemara proves this longer. You can't have that in 2 minutes. But the Tosa Rosh here just says, he says it was all b'chdei achilas pras. Doesn't explain how it was. The Tosa Rosh on the 8th line. V'nismana v'shlima b'chdei achilas pras. It's got to be one achila. In order to be chayev, there's only havamina. So, says Rav Yashiv, even though there are shitas that say b'chdei achilas pras is 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever shita you want is out there. Anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Says Rav Yashiv that based on this Gemara, it's got to be one of the longer shitas. But even so, I'll peek in. How do you have a king that, 7 minutes he becomes king and he already loses his malchus? Where could you have such a case? So the Achrodim try to figure out exactly what is the case. So the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, says, Shahadavar Yitachain, b'melech ben melech, shemismaname. Let's say the king dies. Say his son is king automatically. V'yeshlo ach sheroi gam kein limloch. And he has a brother who's also roi. V'harishon hir shia miyala achar shemismane. So he's automatically king, but he's a really bad guy. So even though it automatically went to him, as we'll get to on Amud Beis today, whether there's Yerusha B'Malchus, it automatically went to him, everybody right away said, no, he can't be king. He's not a good one. And they don't accept him. What? He ate a kezais of chitim, he didn't get a kezais of treif. Right, so how could he, right, v'lachein, that's why he loses his Malchus, right away. Okay, so that is the a possibility. But again, it's lechora a little longer to achilas pras. So what's the halacha? Tifsha lemeha. Try to bring a briah from here. Davar ula, because ula says I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chelav hefesh carbon. The hamir. We have this gemara back in Sanhedrin. Somebody eats a piece of chelav and he's mafresh a carbon, and then he becomes a mumar. He throws it all away. So and halacha is we don't accept carbonas from mumars. Remember we had that? We had that back on Daf Beis. Back on Daf Beis, and I think we have it here again. Coming up, yeah. You don't accept the carbon from a mumar, because only somebody who believes in the system could you accept a carbon from, and who wouldn't have done it had he known. But a mumar doesn't care. So what happens if he's mafresh a carbon, and then he becomes a mumar, then he does tshuva. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hol v'nitche yitche. Once he was in a state of nitche, it was pushed aside. When he was a mumar, he could not bring the carbon. So too, even after he comes back to the fold, his carbon is permanently tainted. Hol v'nitche yitche. So says the Gemara, maybe here too. Because when he was king in the middle, at the moment that he's king, he cannot bring a carbon of a hedyot. So even if he becomes a hedyot afterwards, so he shouldn't be able to bring the carbon of when he was the carbon of the hedyot, because it was permanently nitche. So Gemara says, 1 minute, hachi hashta, it's a big difference. Mumar la barasuya carbonu. A mumar is mufka from the whole parsha of carbon. He can't bring a carbon at all. Hi, barasuya carbonu. But this guy is a suya carbon, just a different carbon. But he's still a barasuya carbon. And therefore, we say he can bring the carbon. We don't answer the question, but that's the possibility. There's a machlokas achronim. What happens if the opposite? We just have, the Gemara here's question is hedyot nasi hedyot. What about if it's nasi hedyot nasi? If he ate half a kezias when he was a king, and then he got saras, right? And therefore he's not a king anymore, like we learned yesterday. And then he gets healed, right? All within kdei achilas pras. So, would the same suffix apply? Some achronim say the same suffix would apply, but I saw the Mugging Giborim, quoted here in the Biur Adav, says no. Over there, ain makom l'suffix. He's for sure chai of the carbon of the Nasi. Because the only reason that we say here maybe he's excluded is because when he's a king, it says me'am ha'aretz prat l'king. And therefore, he's mufka from the carbon of a hedyot. But is there no specific limud to teach me that when you're a hedyot, you're mufka from the carbon of a king? You're not going to bring it, but there's not a special hafka. So it could be that there, for sure, it would be okay to bring the carbon of a king, if it's king, hedyot, king. Okay, it's unclear whether it would be the same suffix or not. Good, next. Boy, my name, Reb Zeira Meir of Sheshes. Achal suffix chelev. Again, all of these sveikos are very lumdish. It's about the status. How much is there a difference between the different statuses of people? When I change my status, is that a new creation? Is that a, can I see the roots of that in the future, in the past? Fascinating questions. Says Rav Sheshes, and Rav Zira asks Rav Sheshes, Achal suffik chelef kshu hedyot v'nismana, if I ate suffik chelef, new case. I ate something when I was a hedyot. I wasn't sure if it was kosher or not. And then I became king. V'nodo al sveiko. And then I find out that I ate a safi chelev. Mahu. So, in a normal case, if all this happens, if I was just a hedyot, I would bring a carbon ashram tali. Carbon ashram tali, as we know, is brought every time I do something that if I would know for sure, I would bring a chatas. If I did it by accident, if I did it, I'm not sure, I bring a ashram tali. So, mahu. So, what's the din here, though, if you became king in the middle? Aliba d'rabbanan da'azli basar chato. According to the Rabbanan, who he said in yesterday's Mishnah, that you go after the time of the chait, lo tibay v'chad my ashram tali. Just like you bring a carbon chatas, if you did it for sure, you bring an ashram tali. If you did it, you're not sure. El kiti boy l'chaliv, the Reb Shimon. The question is, what do you go back according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon who says you don't bring a chatas because you need yediyah also. What about ashram tali? Mi de ishtani levada ishtani l'safik. Do I say the vadai changes, so therefore the suffik changes also, and therefore you would not bring the carbon? O dilma, or no. Ki ishtani levadai de ishtani carbon didei. By vada, you know why he doesn't bring a carbon vadai? Because there's a special carbon he brings now. That he's the king. He doesn't bring the individual chatas carbon. He brings the king carbon. Aval hacha deloishtani carbon today. But by a suffix, there's no special carbon for a king if he doesn't have the herb of suffix. So emalaisi ashem talui. So maybe he should bring the ashem talui because there's no other carbon. Teku. So teku. No answer. No answer given. Okay, got to put it in the book. I mentioned the sefer a couple of days ago. The teku book. You put all the tekus together. Okay, keep it in mind. Tana
rabbanan. Brings the nasi would bring a carbon in this particular.
It's a suffix. According to the Rabbanan, he would. The Rabbanan say in yesterday's Mishnah, according to Reb Shimon, you need both. You need both. So he would not bring any carbon for a vadai. For a vadai, you wouldn't. So the question is, what about a suffix? Maybe you wouldn't bring a suffix either. Or maybe only a vadai you wouldn't bring, because there's a different kind of carbon than a melech should be bringing for a vadai.
But not in this particular case.
But not in this particular case, you're right. I'm saying, but not in this particular case. So that's why you might say he should bring the suffix of an individual, because there is no other carbon for a suffix of a king. But you're right, Reb Shimon wouldn't say you bring the vadai carbon anyway, but that's why you wouldn't be able to bring the individual vadai carbon. Because now he's in the parsha of a carbon vadai for a king, even though you're not going to bring it in this case, because you didn't have the yedi and the chait at the same time. Right. Tana Rabbanan, last skinny line. Me'ama aretz prat lemumar. We got this back on that base. Me'ama aretz, a mumar could not bring a carbon chatas. Reb Shimon ben Yosi Omer, a different source, Mishum Reb Shimon, asher lo se'asena bishkaga vi'ashem, that's not done. You bring this carbon when something that shouldn't have been done is done. Hashav bi'idiyaso, maybe carbon ashugaso. Anybody who would have done tshuva, had he known about it, he could bring a carbon for hishkaga. Lo shav bi'idiyaso, but if you wouldn't have done tshuva anyway, like a mumar, so ain't maybe carbon ashugaso. You don't bring a carbon. He doesn't bring a carbon. My benayah, what's the difference between these two sources excluding a mumar? Tanakam and Reb Shimon. They both tell me that a mumar is excluded. So what's the difference? A couple of possibilities. Amar of Hamnuna, number one, mumar le'achol chelev, umevi carbon al adam. What if somebody's a mumar to eat chelev? He doesn't believe in treif. He thinks all fats of the animal are kosher. And he says, I don't think the Torah says it's aser. Does he? So therefore, for running a mumar lechelev, he's a mumar. So you can't bring a carbon for a mumar. But can he bring a carbon for dam? A different iser? If he eats dam by accident, ikabinayu. So mar sovar kiva de mumar lechol chelev l'dam ami mumar havi. So one person says, first opinion, since he's a mumar to eat chelev, he's a mumar for dam also. Umar sovar, no. L'dam miyach shavi diyasahu. No, if he would have known it was blood, he wouldn't have done the aveira. What's the first opinion? If you're a mumar for chelev, you're a mumar for dam. So Tosfos in Chulin, and that they asked this. We paskin that a mumar l'davar echad is not a mumar l'chol atar kula. Only Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So what is this Gemara talking about? How could you have an opinion that says, if I'm a mumar for shatnez only, I'm a mumar for different aveira? So Tosfos has two possibilities in Chulin Daf Hei. Either mumar for chelev here means mumar l'chol atar kula. Because we find elsewhere, a stam karban for anything is called a chatas chelev. That's what it's called. That's what it's called on the Gemara. I think the Gemara in Shabbos, where it talks about Rabbi Shmuel, one of the Rabbi Shmuels, who says, I'm gonna read by the lights, I'm not gonna be mata, and he was always almost mata. So he wrote in his notebook, he records, when there's maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, I have to bring a chatas chelev shmeina. I think I might say it there, if not, he says it in other Gemaras. That he says that chatas chelev is a generic term for chatas. Maybe that really means, mumal achal tarakula here. Or the other possibility is maybe chelev and dam are connected. Because they're both in the same pasuk. Kol chelev v'chol dam lo sochelu. So maybe that's specifically those two are connected. Okay, either way, that's the first possibility, what the nafka mina is. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'ya rava ha'amar, d'kuliyama mumalach kol chelev v'avi mumal adam. Whatever the hava mina was, we still reject it anyway. Nobody says that. If you're a mumar to eat chelev, nobody says you're a mumal adam. So elahacha, bochan nevela l'te avon, this is the case. Where somebody eats nevela l'te avon, meaning he looks for the cheapest meat. It's l'te avon. It's not lahachis. If the kosher meat is cheaper, I'd buy the kosher meat. But if the nevela meat is cheaper, I'd eat the nevela meat. V'nischalif l'bashuman. And by mistake, he thought he was eating kosher meat, but he ate nevela meat. He would have eaten nevela meat anyway if it was cheaper. But that's the machlokas. V'achloni ate it. Kamiflagi. Mar savar kivet l'tiyavon achel b'mezid mumar hu. Since he would eat a b'mezid if it was cheaper, so that's called a mumar. Umar sava, and therefore he's excluded from bringing a carbon. Umar sava, no. Kima di ilo ashkach tehetera, lo achal di isura. Since if he would have found mutter meat, he wouldn't have dafka gone to eat the non-kosher meat, and it wouldn't have been a bother from him, lav mumarhu. Then it wouldn't be, he's on a mumar. So those are the possibilities. What's the nafkamina between the two opinions? Next, Tan Rabbanon. Tan Rabbanan, good timing. Achal chelev, zehu mumar. Somebody eats chelev, that is a mumar. The Ezel Mumar, and what's a Mumar? Achal Nevelos, Utrefas, Gutsim, Ramasim, Vishasi Yainesach. If you eat all of these tarfas and insects, and if you drink Yainesach, obviously, we'll have to figure out what the Brisa means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afalovish Kilayim, even somebody wears Kilayim is a Mumar. So Omer Mar, let's discuss the Brisa. Achal Chelav Zehu Mumar, Vezel Mumar, Achal Nevelos, Vechulam, my Kamar. What's going on here? This is a Mumar. What's a Mumar? This. Two different things. Because obviously words missing. Amr Abba Rabba Chana Amr Yochanan Hachika Amr. This is what it means. Och al chelev l'te avon hareze Mumar. If I eat chelev l'te avon, because it's cheaper, and I would eat it, so that's called a Mumar. Lahachis hareze tstuki. If I eat a lahachis, so then that is in the category of a tstuki. A tzduki is somebody that rejects parts of the Torah. Ve'ezeo mumar dibistam a tzduki. How do you know if somebody's a mumar or a tzduki? He looks like a mumar, but how do you know he's probably a tzduki? Ha've'yomer, ochal nevelo utreifash, gatzim remasim, v'shasa yayin netzach. If you eat all of that, you're probably just a tzduki, not just a mumar. If you eat all of these terrible things. Good. Yayin, so oh, why? Because all of these are disgusting items, and you're still eating them. Right? So it must be you're not doing it l'teyavon. So therefore, it must be you're doing gelahachas, and you're even worse. Maybe you're even at stuki. Yai nesach is so gross. It's just wine. Etzah Tos Rush. What's yai nesach? So two possibilities. Tos Rush says it must be wine that was actually poured to Avodah Zarah. And any Jew, even a little bit connected, wouldn't drink that wine. It would be disgusting to him. It's not stam yenam. It's yai nesach mamish, number one. The more misada, the Netziv suggests, and maybe not. Maybe it's wine that was actually poured onto the floor in front of Avodah Zarah. So it's from the floor. So it's disgusting. And so if you drink that, it's definitely lahachas. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Avalovish Kelayim. My Binai, what's the machlokas? The Tanakhama doesn't hold of this? Kelayim? Igi Binayu Kelayim Durabanan. What if you violate an Issa Durabanan? Mar Saver Midarais Avi Mumar Durabanan Lo Avi Mumar. You have a distinction between Durabanans and Daraises. So Mar Saver Kelayim. Kiva to Mefarsim Isure. Even though you're only violating Kelayim Durabanan, everybody knows about it. They see what you're wearing. Afilu Bidurabanan Avi Mumar. So if you're so blatant, even if it's a derabanan, that's still called a mumar. Good. Please give our Ravada, Rav Acha, Ravina.
Yeah. Isser derabanan, which is mutter daraisa, and still be called a mumar.
Correct. You could have an isser derabanan, which is mutter on a daraisa level, and it can still be called a mumar daraisa. That's the second opinion, because it's about the attitude. It's about the hashkafa of this person and what he's giving up, because it's pirsum, because it's pirsum. Just give you on the other tzad, the tov. And that is, you could do a mitzvah d'rabbanan and be mekayim akiyim d'araisa, pirsum enisa. You light a menorah, it could be a part of halal d'araisa. If you say halal is a mitzvah d'araisa, pirsum enisa might be part of that. So you could have d'rabbanan that could affect d'araisa in that way also. Pligi bar bach ravina, large dafim. Chad amar l'teyavon mumar lahachas tzduki. One opinion says, if somebody does a veris l'teyavon, he's a mumar. Lahachas, he's a tzduki. V'chad amar lahachas nami mumar. Others say, no, even if he's lahachas, he's only a mumar, which is a less. There are different halachas between a mumar and a tzduki. The Gemara in Chulin talks about it. If somebody's life is in danger, and you have to help sustain a person, right? Different halachas. That's why it's important to know which category people are in. El Ezeo tzduki, but the second opinion says both, even lahachas is a mumar. What's a tzduki? Kol ovid avodas kochavim. Only avodas zara is a tzduki. Meisve, but we learned in a brisa. Avo parosh echad, o yitush echad, hareze mumar. If somebody eats a mosquito, or a little bug, hareze mumar. That's a mumar. If you eat a little bug, you're definitely not doing it l'teyavon, because you're starving and it's cheaper. You're doing it lahachas, v'kakari le mumar, and it still calls them a mumar. We just had a machlokas, whether lahachas is a mumar or not. The first opinion said lahachas is a stuki, not a mumar. So it's a kasha. So the Gemara answered, no. Hasam da'amar etom tam di yisura. You could even have a case of eating a mosquito where it is l'teyavon, because he wants to be, it's usser. So if it's usser, I want to taste it. Right? Mayim gruvim yim taku. So it's even l'teyavon, it's not davka lahachas. Period. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that the word nasi, we've been talking about the special carbon of a melech, does not say the word melech in the Torah. It says the word nasi in the Torah. Right? And the Mishnah already said, how do you know? Mikol mitzvos Hashem alokav. There's nobody above him except Hashem alokav. That's what the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf. So now the Gemara quotes a brisa related. Tan rabbana, nasi. This is what somebody asked yesterday. Yochol nasi shevet kanach shevet aminadav. You might think the nasi in the Torah could even mean the nasi of a shevet, what the Torah calls a nasi. Elsewhere, Tamalomar, no, Mikol mitzvos Hashem alokav, it says from all the mitzvos of Hashem is God, Vola halanu omer, and also by the king, that's what it says here, and later on in Shoftim, when it talks about the king, it uses the same lashon, Levan yom aliyiras Hashem alokav, Ma lahalon she'in al gabav ela Hashem elokav, af nasi she'in al gabav ela Hashem elokav. Very interesting Malbim. The Malbim in Vayikra, the Malbim on Vayikra is double the size of any other Sefer. It's fat. That's why the cover's coming off here. So the Malbim there says, Acharei ha'iyun, he says, Ra'isi. After I searched throughout Tanakh, I have found out, Shelo nimsa shem Elokim l'kine al ha'yachid. You never find Elokim related to an individual. Rak oshi dabakin el klal, or either it speaks of the klal, o el yachid shahayim miyuchad bekurva, le Elokim mizulaso, or a special yachid. A special yachid. Kamo nazir, v'kohen gadol, v'navi. Nezer elokav al rosho. Shemen mishchas elokav olav. V'chadome. V'zula zeh, lo nimsa shiyadabru kein lesar, v'kol shekein lehedyot. Rak el melach levado. Shiragilim liyachis elav elokus bikinui. The Mar Malbim says, the word elokav, his God, doesn't say that by a stam person in the Torah. It says that by Klal Yisrael, or it says that by a king, a Kohen Gadol, or a Nazir. One of those people. So that's, he says that's what's going on in this Gemara. Hashem Elokav, that's dafka, a unique appellation that only occurs when it comes to a king. That's how you know it's a king.
Is this limited to Shevi Yehuda, or can you even from...
No, what the Havamina?
No, just what a king means.
What a king, which king? We'll get to that. Which king? We'll get that's later, lower down. Let's say it's at least Malchus Beis David. Mo'amine, Rabbi Meir Abchia, Kagon Ani, Malbis Sa'ir, Rabbi Yisro Meir Abchia. What about me? I'm a Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said. Do I bring a Sa'ir? Do I bring the king of, do I bring the carbon of a Sa'ir? Amar Leharei Tzarascha B'Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda says, your Tzara, literally your co-wife, is in Bavel. Meaning the Reish Galus is in Bavel. What kind of power do you have? The Reish Galus is above you anyway. So, therefore, you do not bring. Ace, the Gemara says, one second. Malchi, Yisrael, Malchi, Beis David. Elu mevi'in la'atzma, ve'elu mevi'in la'atzma. As Mother, you just asked, they each bring their own carbon. Malchi, Yisrael, Malchi, Beis David. So, you see, even if there's co-rulers, you do, they each bring their, you're each called the Nasi, the king. So too, why not the Rebbe and the Beish Galusa? Amalei, Rebbe Chia says, no. Hasam, lo kaifi adati. They're independent. They're not rule over each other. Hacha, non kaifina lahula de tu. But here, not kafina lo dedu. Here we are kafuf to them. They rule over us politically, and therefore you do not bring a carbon, Rebbe. Rav Safra Masniach. Rav Safra has a little different conversation. Boy minei Rebbe mei Rebbe Chia. Kagon ani ma'u basayir. Same question. Amalei Rebbe Chia says no. Hasam shevet hacham achokek. Over there they rule with the rod, the shevet. Hacham achokek. Here we just give laws. V'tanya, as the Brisa says. Lo yasa shevet mi Yehuda, pasikin vayachi, zerosh gola shevet bavel, sheroda es Yisrael b'makel. The shevet should never go away from Yehuda, that's the Reish Galusa in Bavel, who comes from the David HaMelech, that rules b'nei Yisrael b'makel with a stick, m'chokek b'bein raglav, and the giving the law, m'chokek, elu b'nei banav shel Hillel, shemalam din Torah l'Yisrael b'rabim. They teach Torah. So again, the last shevet Yehuda darshins on the Reish Galusa and the Nasi. Yuge Ramban, which hopefully we'll get to later on the Amud, on the Pasuk of Loyas Shevim Yehuda, talking about the importance and the uniqueness of Malchus Beis David. But before that, the Achronim here ask, what was Rebbe talking about? What carbon do I have to bring? He lived after the Churban HaBayis. What was he asking? That's the Mitzvah Eisan's question. When he say, oh, in L'mayin Afgamina, sometimes the Gemara says, my Dehava Hava. And every time the Gemara, like the Gemara in Baba Kama asks, if an ox goes on to Har Sinai, and how many Dayanim do you need to kill it? So the Gemara says, who cares? Tosa says, my Dehava Havi. And the Gemara, Tosa says, it's a cover with an Afgamina. So here too, my Dehava Havi. What Drosh V'lamot Schar? The Gemara says that about the other cases. But here, what's Rebbe asking? So the Gemara in one place answers, oh, he just wants to know Pshat and Psukim. But here he knows the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Nasi is the king, so he wants to know, oh, does it also include me? Okay, that's one idea. Or the Mitzvah Eisan, right in the back of our Gemara. The Mitzvah Eisan says, no, the Machlok, the case is, Sati Liyashi, the Shani Gabihilchas Karban, to lo be'ina be'shum nafkusa. Why? It's all about limud. And therefore, as we know, if you learn Hilchas Karbanos, it's as if you brought the Karban. So everyone wants to know which Karban he should be osik in terms of learning. That's the Mitzvah Eisan. Hopefully we'll have another Mitzvah Eisan in a minute. Weiter, Ezehu, next Mishnah, Ezehu Mashiach, which Kohen Gadol are we talking about that's chai this special Karban? Mashuach B'Shem and Mishcha, lo hamru b'begadim, only Kohen Gadols from Bayis Rishon, who had the Shemana Mishcha. During Bayis Rishon, it was Nignaz. Bayis Sheni, one of the things that were missing was the special oil, the anointing oil. So the ones without the Shemana Mishcha, those, they will not be chayav of this special carbon. Not the ones who were merube bebegadim, that became Kohen Gadol only wearing the eight clothings. Ein ben Kohen HaMashiach le'Shemana Mishcha. L'merube bebegadim. Right, this line is famous from Megillah. Now it's going to become famous from Horius, right? The only difference between the two different Kohen Gadols, Shem Shem Mishcha Meru Begadim Elapara Bal Kol Mitzvus. Right, this case, the par, the Ain Bein Kohen Mishavish LaKohen Sha'avar, and there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who is actually serving versus a Kohen Gadol who is retired. Kohen Sha'avar, let's say a Kohen Gadol took over for Yom Kippur for some reason. The other Kohen Gadol was sick, and now the first one came back. So what's the difference between them? Ella par Yom Kippurim, the par on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings to be mechaper for him and his family. Only the real Kohen Gadol, the active one, does it. The Asiris Eifa, and the special carbon the Kohen Gadol brings every day, that's brought by the serving Kohen Gadol. But both of them, Zevezeh, Shavim, Bavodas Yom Kippurim, they both could take part in the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Umitzuvim ala Basula, and they both have to marry a Basula, Vasurim ala Almana. The Eidim Metavim Bikrovam, they cannot be Metami even for their seven relatives. Velo Parim, Velo Farmin, they can't have long hair, they can't rip their clothing. For Avelos Umachzirin HaRotzeach. If either of them die, we had this in Makkos, then the Rotzeach Peshoge could leave the ear Miklat. So, the Shem Kohen Gadol exists and lasts, like we had yesterday in the Mishnah, that even if he sinned when he was a Kohen Gadol and he's no longer, he still brings that carbon. Tana Rabbanan Vayter. How they make the special oil in the Midbar? So, the Rabbi Yehuda says, there was a special type of spices that were on roots. So what do? They used to soak the roots in the oil. Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the oil got the special scent and taste. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bahalo Lasachasi Karim Enosofeg. You wouldn't have the amount of oil that you have to use. We know exactly how much oil. It wouldn't be enough even to smear the branches. So what are you talking about? You soak it in the oil? There's hardly any oil. El Ashoran Esikar B'mayim. No, you soak the roots in water, which gets the taste out. Umat, meaning you make them wet, so they don't really absorb the oil. Umat Zavalav Mayim, and then you sprinkle some oil on them. V'kol Zarech V'kipcho. And then the oil gets the taste, and then you wipe off the oil, and you gather it up, and now your oil has wonderful fragrance. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the first opinion. What, you're worried about how you're not going to fit? What, there was only one miracle that was required, what I just said? There were 12 lug in the oil. For 7 days, every Aaron and every one of his sons and every one of the Kalim got oil sprinkled on it. And you know what? It was not used up. The Kula Kayim lost a loved one. It's all going to be there. Shenemar Shemim Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh Li L'Darosechem. As we're going to see in a minute, Zez Gematria 12 Lugin. So Rabbi Yehuda says the whole thing is miraculous. So don't worry about it. This is also miraculous. Continue for a second, Tanya Yidach. V'yikach Moshe Shemim HaMishcha V'yim Shachal HaMishcha V'yim Shachal HaMishcha V'yim Shachal Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shemim HaMishcha Shasa Moshe Bamidbar Kama Nisim Nasu Bo Many Nisim Mitchil Levat Sof Tchil Asa Lo Haya Elish Nehmas Arlukin Ra'a Kama Yore Bolas. How much does a pot Bolea swallow? The Kama Ikar and Bolem in the roots. The Kama Ha'or Sorif. How much is just evaporated? Ubo. And with it, Nimshach Mishcha Mekelev Aaron Ubanav Chashav Esim Yamiluim Ubo Nimshachu Kohanim Gedolim Malachim. It was used so much. The afilu, and the Brisa just adds in two words, which the Gemara will discuss. The afilu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol tohan Mishicha. Even a Kohen Gadol, son of a Kohen Gadol, requires to be anointed. V'ein Moshcha Melech ben Melech. But a king, son of a king, does not require to be anointed. V'im Tomer v'bnei Ma Mashko Shlomo. Why was Shlomo anointed? V'bnei Machlokosa Shal Adonia. Because Adonia was causing problems. V'es Yoash v'bnei Atalia. V'es Yoachaz v'bnei Yehoyakim Shal Yigadol Yemenu Shnei Shanim. Because Yehoyakim was really older, so in order to show that this was the king, they anointed. But all of that's just aside. But now getting back to the main point of the Brisa. V'osa Shemen Kaim Lasalavo. And the oil will all be last loss of love. Shnemar, Shem Mishchas Kodesh Yazi Lilu Darosechem, Zeh Begamashria Shnemasar Lugin Havi. Fine. Says the Mizpah Esan. What's the Machlokas Tanam here? Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? We know there's a lot of miracles. But do you say in Somchan Alanes? Do you still, knowing that there are miracles, do you still try to be Mama'id as much as you can? That's the Machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once it's miraculous, it's miraculous. You know what's miraculous? Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Still, you have to do your part. You have to do exactly what you need to do in a natural way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. But you can't rely on miracles, l'chadchila. Okay, that's a two mitzvah esans. Amar Mar Vayter. V'apila Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Tor Meshicha. Even Kohen Gadol, Kohuna Gadol is not passed. You need to anoint the next Kohen Gadol. Mina Allah, how do you know? Dechsiv, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav MiBanav. The Kohen that is anointed in his stead from his sids. Name a krav, HaKohen MiTachtav MiBanav. Just say that. My HaMashiach. What do you have to have that extra word HaMashiach? Kamash Malan, the MiBanav, the Kohen Gadol, Ihavi Mashiach, Havi Kohen Gadol, V'ilo, Lo Havi Kohen Gadol. Only if he's anointed, does he become the Kohen Gadol? And if not, not. Huge discussion, we don't have time to go through it, and that is, what about general positions in life? What about a chazan? What about a rabbi? What about all different communal positions in Judaism? Are they yarshant? Are they yarshant? It starts off with the Ramah in Or HaChaim, Nun Gimel Chaf He. Nun Gimel Chaf He discusses a chazan who wants to have his son take over after him. And then the Chassam Sofer and Simon Yud Gimel discusses it in Or HaChaim, many different contexts where this comes up. Is there a chazan of Yerusha while the person's still alive? Even if something is Yerusha, what if the chazan is like, oh, his voice isn't good anymore? So he wants his son to. Is there a chazan of Yerusha Mechayim? So the Emek Bracha talks about that on page 14, if you want to look it up. A lot of different interesting inyanim. Vaiter, though, a little bit more. Amar mar, ve'ein Moshe melech ben melech, minolam, but you're not Moshe, a king, the son of a king. Why? Amar of Achabar Yaakov, dechsev l'man yarech, yamim ha-mamachto, v'chulu, Yerusha u'lachem. He will have a richas yamim in his malchus, it'll even go to Yerusha. Minolam. So how do you know though, Deika machlokes boy Mashiach? How do you know though that when there's a machlokes, you have to do the anointing? V'lav called the boy Malka Moris Malchusi Lebenei. Not anyone who wants will be Morish the Malchus. So Amar of Papa Amar Kras based on a pasuk. Who Ubanah the care of Israel? Only when it's Beker of Yisrael, Bizman Shalom B'Yisrael, Karina Bey, Hu Ubanav, Afilu B'la Mashicha. Right, when there's Shalom, you don't need the Mashicha. But only when there's a Machlokas, then you need the Mashicha. Is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? What does it sound like? That you need Mashicha. If there's a Machlokas, you have to do Mashicha. So the Rambam writes, in Ilchos Klei HaMikdash, Me'ikar Adin, you do not need Mashicha. You don't. It's just purely because of machlokas. Ve'moshe melech ben melech shamachus Yerusha lemelech leolam. It is Yerusha. Ve'im haisa shamachlokas moshein kedei lasalek hamachlokas ulahodia lakol shezehu hamelech levado. Ve'davar zeh misores biyad chachamim. Chachamim have a misora about this. But really, a king doesn't need to be anointed. It's only when there's a problem, when people think, oh, who's the real king? That's when you do it to be motzi from others. Tana af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach el b'bnei machlokuso shel Yoram. Yehu was only Nimshach because of the machlokas. V'tebek le mishum de Rishon hu. Why don't you say that? No, Yehu's father wasn't the king. That's why in that case he was anointed to show everybody that he was going to be the king. Chisur emechshav achitani. You're right. We're missing a line. Malche beis Dovin meshuchin. Malche Yisrael ain meshuchin. Only Malchus Beis Dovin are Meshuchin, the Malchus Yisrael are not Meshuchin. Why? They have a different status, Malchus Yisrael? So hopefully we'll start with that tomorrow, with the Ramban and the Me'iri, the very important Me'iri. Probably the most important Me'iri, no, I shouldn't say that, a very important Me'iri in Masechus Harias is right here. Minolan, how do you know? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Kum Mashreyo Kizehu. Shmuel, anoint him, because he's the one. Zehu Ton Meshicha, Ve'nachar Ton Meshicha. He needs to be anointed and not others. Two more lines. Amar Mar Avio ben Nimshi lo Nimshach el b'nei machlokuso shel Yoram. O mishum machlokuso shel Yoram ben Achav nimol b'shemen. Maybe this is what the Rambam means also. Right? If it's anan me'ikar adin, how could you violate me'ila? The oil belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's a worry, there's a machlokas, you're allowed to use it and violate me'ila? So, Amar Papa ba'farsa madachi. In all those cases, you don't really use the real oil. Use a fake oil. Hakanami ba'farsama dachya. You use a fake oil in all of those cases, not a real oil. It doesn't sound that way for the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like you're using real oil. But this is what the Gemara suggests. Okay, we'll stop here. So tomorrow we'll start a little bit of our discussion. What about Shaul? Shaul was anointed. He was not Malchus based David. Why was Shaul different? That's where the Me'iri comes in. And the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. So we'll stop here. And then Hashem, we will continue.